Of the 102 recorded episodes of Hancock's Half Hour, 20 are missing from the archives. But to coincide with the show's 60th anniversary, 5 of these episodes have been remade for Radio 4, starring Kevin McNally as the lad himself. So for the first time since 1956, here's the breakfast cereal.
This is the BBC Light Programme. We present Tony Hancock, Bill Kerr, Sidney James, Andre Melle, and Kenneth Williams in Hancock's Half Hour. Ah, oh, Andre, Bill, come in. You're just in time for tea and telly. Hurry up, the programme's started in a minute.
Oh, I'm looking forward to this. I haven't seen the new TV station yet. What's it like, Tub?
Well, it's just the same as the BBC, really, except just when you're getting interested, they have adverts instead of breakdowns.
What are the adverts like, Tony?
Marvellous. My favourite bits. That's all I have it on for. All my old favourites. The sea lion pinching the bottle of beer from the old bloke with the big moustache. The headache tablets with the forked lightning bashing the old nut from all angles. The 2 glasses of milk pouring themselves into that bar of chocolate. Not a drop spilt, I don't know how they do it. I get a bit annoyed sometimes, though.
Why?
Well, they keep interrupting everything. Completely ruins the whole atmosphere. You're just nicely engrossed in a very exciting advert and the perishing programme starts again. I've written in about it. Those adverts, though, marvellous. Very well done.
But, Tony, don't you ever watch the programmes?
I don't get time. I'm too busy shampooing me hair. Trying the blindfold test with butter and margarine. And going out and buying the kitten 6 tins of cat food. By the time I've done all that, the evening's finished.
6 tins of cat food? But, Tony, you haven't got a cat.
Haven't I? Well, there you are. Shows how good the adverts are. Never mind, get the tin opener. We can have sandwiches during the interval.
Oh, I can't understand you. Fancy spending all your time watching adverts.
Well, you do it. On the escalators, in the tube, all those stocking adverts. I've seen you up and down all day long. Anyway, it's my television set and I know what I enjoy best on it. It's my proud boast that although I have had the set converted for 2 weeks now, tonight will be the first time I've seen a programme.
What's the programme?
It's a film showing how they make adverts. Well, you can't get away from it. Oh, no, wait a minute. There's a play on first. It's a very tender love story. I've got a new box of hankies ready. It's a story about 2 people. American, of course. I don't think there's any British stuff on this week. Well, she's the daughter of a rich treacle importer and he's the son of a rich marmalade tycoon. And they get together...
And they come to a sticky end.
Yes, they can. No, they don't. No romance in you. That's your trouble.
Ah, come on. Put the line out. Pull the chairs out to the set and let's all sit down.
Well, this should be interesting. There's only one chair.
Well, where are the others?
They're at the Mender's. I'm having legs put on them. I'm getting fed up sitting around like a Japanese warlord. It's like the House of Bamboo in here some nights.
Well, all right, then. I think I'd better have the chair. My back's been playing up and...
You're not having it. Where's your manners? There's a lady present. Andre's having the chair.
Why, that's most thoughtful of you, Tony.
Not at all. Chivalry has always been an outstanding feature of the Hancock dynasty. That's it, Andre? Comfortable?
Yes, thank you.
Good. All right, Bill, you sit on her lap. I'll sit on yours. That's better. A bit high up. Still, I like the balcony. Can you see all right, Andre? Well, hold the mirror up and look over his shoulder. What's the matter with you, moaning Minnie? I wish I'd never asked her round. Hello, quiet now, the play's just starting.
Linda, I've just spoken to your father.
Oh, John. John, did he...
Yes, there's no hope, Linda. He just won't see it our way.
Oh, John, what shall we do?
Oh, Linda.
Oh, John.
Oh, shut your cake hole.
There's nothing we can do, Linda. I've decided. I'm going away. Linda, I'm leaving. I must get away from Greenport, Connecticut. There are too many memories here.
But, John, where will you go? What will you do?
Oh, I'm all mixed up inside, Linda. I've got to go away and work things out for myself. I'll spend the season up at Cape Cod with the Spillikins. They say the fishing is... Oh, Linda. Linda.
I won't let you go.
Oh, what a load of rubbish. I bet she says if he goes, she's got nothing to live for, and if she can't have him, she doesn't want anything.
If you go, I've nothing to live for. If I can't have you, I don't want anything.
There you are. Scene one, you've seen the lot.
Linda, what do you mean?
We'll go together, John. And where we're going, there is no return ticket.
Linda, you little fool. Put that gun down.
No, John. This is the way I want it. At least we'll be together.
No. Linda, listen to me.
She won't shoot.
We've got 5 seconds, John. Goodbye, my darling. One.
No, Linda. Listen, I tell you.
Two. Three.
Crunchy Flakes for breakfast time. Crunchy Flakes, crunch, crunch. Woo! Yes, folks. Crunchy Flakes are the nation's favorite breakfast food. What's the only thing stopping you from becoming a 15,000-pound-a-year business executive? You don't eat Crunchy Flakes for breakfast. You like that zing, pep, and get up and go feeling.
Half a page side right in the middle of the plot.
Shut up. This is good. I haven't seen this one before. Besides, it's important. I'm not a 15,000-pound-a-year business executive. Now I know why I've been eating Wheaty Bangs.
Yes, folks, Crunchy Flakes, wheat picked at its golden ripest. Each flake shot from a guided atomic missile to give you that vibrant radioactive energy so necessary to succeed in modern day life. Here is an ordinary cornflake. Notice the dry, lifeless hand dog. What's the use expression as it lays there with complete apathy?
Disgusting. I don't know how they've got the nerve to sell them.
Compare it with the Crunchy Flake. There, pulsating, vibrant, life-giving, energy radiating from every particle on its glowing surface.
He's right. Look, you can see it. All those little lines shooting out from you.
So don't forget, folks, 9 out of 10 film stars eat
Crunchy Flakes for breakfast time. Crunchy Flakes for breakfast time. Crunchy Flakes, Crunchy Flakes, Crunch, Crunch. Woo!
Poor. Five.
Oh, Linda. Linda, you've...
I'm joining you, John.
Oh, turn that rubbish off. It's always the same. One of the best adverts they've ever put on, ruined. Completely spoiled by some stupid play. How did it make you sick?
It was a very good play.
Tripe, that John's only got himself to blame for not being able to marry Linda. He should have eaten Crunchy Flakes for breakfast. It would have made all the difference.
Now, Todd, don't let's get carried away by these adverts. You can't believe everything they say.
And why not? They daren't say anything about a product that's not true. You heard what the man said, that zing, pep and get up and go feeling. 15,000 a year. Well, that's good enough for me. I'm turning me back on Wheaty Bangs. From now on, it's Crunchy Flakes for me. Ah, good morning. I notice that this is the only grocer's shop in the district that stocks Crunchy Flakes, the new breakfast cereal. Naturally, I'm very keen to acquire a bit of zing, pep and get-up-and-go feeling, so I'd like to purchase a giant family-sized packet and start eating them first thing in the morning. Now, if you would kindly hand me one down, I'll take it with me.
Why don't you eat porridge like I do?
Oh, God, dear. 40,000 grocer's shops in London and I have to pick him.
Well, don't be like that. Now, what is it you want?
I've told you, a packet of Crunchy Flakes.
Ah, Crunchy Flakes. I've got some Bingo Pops.
I want Crunchy Flakes.
They're covered in frosted sugar and honey.
I want Crunchy Flakes.
The children love them. They all say golly, scrumptious and goody when they see them.
Yes, I'm sure they do, but I want Crunchy Flakes.
Bingo Pops are tuppence cheaper, and with 14 empty cartons, you get a Davy Crockett hat.
I don't care if you get Anthony Eden's hat. I want Crunchy Flakes.
Bingo Pops.
Crunchy Flakes.
Bingo Pops.
Crunchy Flakes.
Oh, no, stop messing about.
I'm not messing about.
I know.
What?
Shredded crackle wheats.
No.
Puff Rice Snaps.
I want Crunchy Flakes.
I'm getting a bit fed up with you.
Look! I'm a tolerant man. I'm not asking much, just one little packet of Crunchy Flakes. You've got 5 dozen packets piled up on your counter. Why don't you sell me one?
I don't want to. I want them.
Why?
I'm saving the cutouts. I only need another 2 wigwams and I've got a complete Indian village.
Well, all right, then I'll tell you what. When I've eaten the cornflakes, I'll bring the packet back.
No, you'll tear the top open and spoil the cutout. You'll tear a bit out of me flap A and it won't fit me slot B. Go on, have some bingo pop.
I want crunchy flakes. Look, I'll tell you what. I'll empty the cornflakes into me hat and you can have the packet back now.
All right, then. Why are you so keen to have crunchy flakes anyway?
I saw them advertised on the telly last night.
Oh, so that's it, is it? I've been viewing them ever since it started. Very good, those adverts, aren't they? Very convincing.
Yes, yes, they must be very good for business, because your shop's practically empty.
I know. I've gone bankrupt.
Why?
I bought them all myself.
Well, hard luck. Now, here's me one and a penny for me crunchy flakes.
Thank you. Now, let's see. What can I buy with that? Oh, yes, I know. That shampoo they advertised last night. The stuff you can hold up to your eye and look through. I'll have some of that.
You don't hurry up and get me crunchy flakes. You won't have an eye to hold it up to.
All right. There's no need to take that attitude. Now, let's see. Crunchy flakes. Oh, that's that pile over there built up like a pyramid. Took me hours to arrange them. Now, which packet shall I give you?
Any packet. I'm only having the cornflakes. I don't mind.
No, but I do. Well, I don't want to cut out I've already got, do I? You can't have two totem poles in one village.
All right, which one do you want?
Oh, I've got that one.
Pity it's right in the middle of the pile, isn't it?
Oh, that's all right. I'll get it out. I know just how to do it. You just ease it out. Slowly does it.
I'll help you.
No. It's all right.
Come here.
You're not rotten. Why don't you mind your own business? Look at me, up to me neck and cornflakes packets. Oh, fell on me head, they did.
Oh, bad luck. Well, thank you very much. Good day.
Good day. And another thing.
What?
Don't you come round here for any tin food. Look at me shop. Cornflakes all over the floor. I don't know. It's not worth it. It's a disgrace, friendship.
Good morning, Tony. Here are your crunchy flakes.
Ah, good. After this morning, you're going to see a new Hancock. Full of zing and pep and get up and going all over the shop.
You better get up and go now. You're late for work. You know they like the inkwells filled before they get in.
That is a point, Tony. You're 30 now. Don't you think that's a bit old for office boy?
Ah, well, you can't rush these things, Andre. You've got to work your way up slowly. I've already been promoted once.
Well, come on, eat up your crunchy flakes. They're getting soggy.
Oh, delicious. It's not eating these. That's the only thing that's been keeping me back. There's no knowing what heights I can reach with these. 15,000 a year business executive. It says so on the packet.
Ah, that's just sales talk.
No, it's not. I can feel the difference with every mouthful. I can feel the energy generated inside me already. Gone is the old, tired, washed out, can't cope feeling. I can hardly keep still in my chair here. Raring to get up and go somewhere. The old mind, needle sharp here. The fog that's clouded me brain all these years seems to be slowly clearing.
The door's open. Must be the draft blowing through your ears. Look, you don't really think you're going to get 15,000 a year just by eating cornflakes, do you?
Certainly. With all the energy this stuff gives you, you become a driving force. A steamroller. Nothing can stop you. I'm a new man already, after one plateful. I'm alive again, vibrating. The world is at my feet waiting to be conquered. Wait till I go to work this morning, I'll show them. The new Hancock. Zing. Pep. Get up and go!
Tony, you're back early. What's wrong?
I've been fired. I fell asleep.
Oh, no!
Yes, I was holding the swing doors open for the managing director and I dozed off.
Well,
I must have let the door go and...
And?
Well, it... Mind you, another 2 inches and it would have missed him. As it was, it knocked him right back in his car. Of course, I was still asleep. Otherwise, I might have seen the door swinging back. I finished up under the wheels of the char lady's tea wagon.
Well, well, well. And what happened to the get up and go?
That's what he told me to do when he came back in. Most embarrassing it was, running up the street with my hands over my head and him bashing me on the bunts with his briefcase. The ledger clerks didn't help matters, sitting on their high stools, laughing up their celluloid cuffs.
But, Tony, what made you fall asleep in the first place?
Oh, that's nothing new. I'm always doing that. They've had to watch me from the minute I clocked in. Most mornings I had me head under a newspaper before the bell stopped ringing.
Well, you've only got yourself to blame.
Oh, but it should have been different today, with the crunchy flakes. According to the packet, I should have been jumping about all day long. I should have been earning 15,000 a year by Thursday. Instead of that, I'm out on me ear. I've been misled. One and a penny wasted. They've cheated me. Crunchy flakes don't do what the makers claim.
And just what are you going to do about it?
Well, I'm going along to their head office and make a strong complaint. They are deliberately misleading the public. Fraud, that's what it is. I'm going down there and kick up a stink about it. Where's the address?
Oh, it's on the packet. Here. Crunchy Flakes Limited, Hygiene House, Gasworks Lane, Shepherd's Bush.
Right. I'll go around and see the managing director.
The managing director will see you now, Mr. Hancock.
Managing director? Ha! Crook more like. Scallywag. Twisting, cheating, robbing scoundrel.
Somebody want me?
James! You! I might have guessed you'd be behind this deliberate fraud. There's your hallmark all over it, this does.
I don't know what you're talking about. Here, sit down. Have a plate of crunchy flakes.
Don't you put any of that rubbish in front of me.
What do you mean, rubbish? These cornflakes are by appointment.
Who to?
Prince Abdul Namkan, yogi champion of India.
Does he eat them?
No, he sleeps on them.
Well, I'm not satisfied with them. I bought a packet yesterday and they're useless. I don't know how long you've been in the cornflake business, but...
3 days.
What?
I started 3 days ago. I bought up a bankrupt soap flake factory. The soap flakes weren't selling very well, so I took a chance and did it.
Did what?
Dipped them in treacle and put them in the oven. Doing marvellous business with them. Very popular amongst housewives.
Why?
Well, you leave half of them on the plate, put the plate in hot water, and you've got enough suds to do the washing up for a fortnight.
But you said on your television advert that if you eat crunchy flakes, you can earn £15,000 a year.
That's right. That's what I make. And I eat them every day.
Well, I got the sack. You've cheated me. I bought those cornflakes in all good faith, and you haven't kept your end of the bargain. And I know my law. I'm not a Justice Goddard, I grant you, but I know my law. I haven't spent me time watching Dragnet and Fabian in the Yard to no avail, matey. Failure to conform with the claims made when selling an article constitutes a breach of contract and therefore renders you liable to prosecution. It's an indictable offence. Unless, of course, you'd like to compensate me.
All right, here's your money back. One and a penny.
One and a penny? I don't think you comprehend the seriousness of this lark. I want 15,000 a year, as promised on your cornflake packets and your television advert.
I should, Coco. You're not getting another penny out of me.
Oh, so that's the way things are shaping up, is it? Well, we shall see about that. I know me rights. I'm a taxpayer. Well, I am when I earn enough. I shall sue you, me good fellow. I've got a very good case here. You'll rue the day you cross swords with Pujard Hancock. I shall see you in court.
Silence in court. The case of Hancock versus Crunchy Flakes Limited. First day, presiding judge, Lord Chief Justice Phillips. Right, lads, fags out, wigs on, up on your feet, everyone back to his own bench. His lordship, the judge.
Hancock, you may be seated. Now then, Hancock versus Crunchy Flakes. Yes, is Mr. Hancock in court?
I am, Miller.
And is Mr. Crunchy Flakes here?
The name is James, Your Honour.
No, I see. James Crunchy Flakes.
No. Sydney James.
Sydney James, yes. Well, we only need one Christian name. I shall call you a Sydney Crunchy Flakes.
Oh, blimey, look. My name isn't Crunchy Flakes.
Then why don't you mind your own business and let Mr. Crunchy Flakes speak for himself?
With the greatest respect, beloved, this gentleman trades under the name of Crunchy Flakes.
No, I see. Crunchy Flakes, yes. I don't believe I've heard the name before.
They're a new brand of cornflakes, Milad.
Oh, really? How interesting. Yes. What are cornflakes? Will the gentlemen of the press please note that question and see that it gets into the papers? Photographs can be taken in my chambers afterwards. Right, next case.
We haven't started this one yet, Milad.
Certainly. Yes. Let the counsel for the prosecution proceed.
I am conducting my own case, Milad.
Very well. Proceed.
On the evening of the 21st, kids... I was watching television when on the screen came a...
Yes, a minute. What is it?
An advertisement extolling the virtues of a certain brand of breakfast cereal known as Crunchy Flakes. This advertisement specifically stated that if I ate this breakfast cereal, I would acquire zing, pep, and get up and go.
Here, here. Court is adjourned.
But, Your Honour...
I thought you'd finished. Sit down again. Proceed, Mr. Hancock.
Thank you, Milad. Furthermore, this advert assured me that by eating Crunchy Flakes, I would become a business executive earning £15,000 a year. No, come back! Come back! It's early closing day. That's better. Gentlemen of the jury, these cornflakes are being sold on false promises. I bought a pack and 1 hour after sampling them, I was sacked. The contract between Crunchy Flakes and myself entered into the moment the one and a penny was passed over the counter has been broken. And so I demand from Crunchy Flakes damages of £15,000 per year on the grounds of false pretenses. Hey, this my case.
A most serious accusation. Will Mr. Crunchy, Mr. James, please take the stand?
Your Honour.
How do you plead? Guilty or not guilty?
Wait a minute. What did I plead last time I was here?
Guilty.
Well, we'll have a change then, shall we? Not guilty.
Carry on with your defence, Mr. James.
Certainly, Your Honour. I am but an honest trader, trying his hardest to bring his merchandise to the public at the cheapest possible prices. And what with the revaluation of the rates and Sir Anthony's speech at Bradford the other night, things are going to be a wee bit dodgy.
Objection! Irreverend, irreverend, I submit that's all irreverend, my lad.
Objection sustained.
I object.
Why?
For sustaining his objection.
Objection overruled.
I object.
Why?
He's got my wig on.
Silence in court. Continue with your defence, Mr. James.
I submit that my cornflakes are in no way responsible for this man's misfortune. He's just dead lazy, that's all.
Why, of all the... Your Honour, may I take the stand?
Right.
I want to belt him over the head with it.
It's true, Your Honour. My cornflakes are all they're cracked up to be. And I intend to produce three completely independent witnesses to give their unsolicited testimonials before the court. Three citizens of the utmost honesty and integrity.
Proceed.
Call Edwardian Fred.
Edwardian Fred?
Oh, hello, said boy. Out again.
Nancy Polari, Fred, I don't know you, yeah? Now then, what's your full name?
254-863.
No. What's your civilian name?
Oh, I don't know. It was so long ago, I've forgotten.
All right, never mind. Do you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yeah.
In that case, I'll call my next witness.
You can't do that. We must hear this man's testimony.
Oh, very well. Fred boy, you've heard the evidence so far. Tell us what your experience of Crunchy Flakes has been.
Well, last week I started serving them to us convicts at the prison.
There you are. Sponsored by Her Majesty's government. And tell us, Freddy, did it do what I claim? Did it give you that zing, pep and get up and go feeling?
Oh, certainly did. There's none of us left now.
Objection!
What now?
Nothing, I just wanted to show I was paying attention.
You may call your next witness, Mr. James.
Call Mabel Biggs.
Call Mabel!
Your name is Mabel.
It is.
You're a married woman with 15 children.
Wait a minute, let me think. There's Ernie, Harry, Charlie and Bert. Then there's Winston, Franklin, Joe, Ike, Monty, Clement and Chiang Kai-shek. They were during the war. Then there's Anirin and Herbert. That was when we voted Labour. And Anthony and Rab. That was when we came into a bit of money.
What money?
Five bob each for that lot.
Well, now, Mrs. Biggs, I want you to tell the court what you think of Crunchy Flakes in your own words, exactly as I wrote it.
Oh, I owe everything to Crunchy Flakes. I can remember the time when my old man came home so tired from the dog meeting that he didn't have the strength to wallop me, so much so that I began to think he was no longer interested in me. But since I've been giving him Crunchy Flakes, he is a new man. Full of zing, pep and that get-up-and-go feeling, so that now, every night he comes home, I can look forward to a right bashing. Thank you, Crunchy Flakes, for saving my marriage.
There you are, Your Honour. Unsolicited testimonials.
Can I have me money now?
Wait outside, you silly old moo.
The silence in court. Mr. James, have you anything more to add?
No, Your Honour.
I have, me lad. What we have just heard is a tissue of lies. Surely the proof of the cornflakes is in the eating, to coin a phrase, so to speak, as it were, notwithstanding, as me friends of Hartley would say.
What are you suggesting, Mr. Hancock?
I just happen to have with me 200 plates, 200 spoons, and 4 dozen packets of Crunchy Flakes. May I suggest that the jury in the court should sample some of these cornflakes to see for themselves what effect they have?
No, Your Honour, I object. It's not necessary.
I think it's a very good idea. I'm starving. Pass the plates round. The bag's near the top of the grill.
Right, that's it. Come on, 6 packets over there. Few more over there. Well done. Right, Your Honour, we're all ready. Spoons poised. If you would be so kind as to give the signal, we could all get stuck into the nosh-up, as Her Majesty might say.
Right, go! Stop! Anybody notice any difference yet? No? Right, carry on!
Court in session, Hancock versus Crunchy Flakes, second day. The court will rise for the judge.
Good morning, everybody. Well, I trust we are all completely well after our stay in hospital. You will be glad to hear that the health department have assured me that the symptoms we had were undoubtedly caused by a mouthful of soap flakes and not, as we all thought, rabies. After this disgraceful uncovering of the fraud that Sidney James has perpetrated on the public, I have no hesitation in awarding the case to Mr. Hancock. I hereby award him damages of £15,000 a year.
But, Your Honour, I can't pay him. I haven't got that sort of money.
No, then your only alternative is to find him a job with a salary of £15,000 a year, as stated in your advertisement.
Oh, but, Your Honour, there's only one job I know that's worth £15,000 a year, and that's my job, managing director of Crunchy Flakes.
Very well, and I shall make out a court order transferring Crunchy Flakes Limited into the ownership of Mr. Hancock. Court is adjourned!
Ah, this is the life, at last. A 15,000 a year business executive. Where's me office boy? Boy! Boy! Come here!
What can I do for you, sir?
Ah, Sydney, me first morning in command. What's first on the agenda?
There's 500 blokes outside wanting to see the managing director.
Ah, orders, I suppose.
Yeah, court orders. They've all eaten Crunchy Flakes, and they're suing you for £15,000 a year each. Bill!
Yeah? Ah, William, me trusted friend William. I've been thinking a great deal about all you've done for me in the past, and as a token of my friendship, I hereby make you president, owner, and managing director of Crunchy Flakes Limited.
Oh, why, gee, thanks, Tub.
Not at all. A pleasure.
Ah, by the way, there's 500 angry men outside looking for you. What shall I tell them?
Just say I got up and went. Good night.
You have been listening to Hancock's Half Hour, starring Kevin McNally with Kevin Eldon, Simon Greenall, Susie Kane, David Kahn, and Robin Sebastian. Incidental music was composed by Wally Stott and played by the BBC Concert Orchestra, conducted by Levin Perikian. The show, which was recorded, was written by Ray Galton and Alan Simpson and produced by Ed Morrish and Neil Pearson.